Denver and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for a the Opera Box after this message.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Good evening, all, and welcome in the Opera Box, KGNU's best seat in the house. I'm Ron Nadell, your host, tonight with a playlist that highlights one of the most popular sopranos of the last 30 years, Renee Fleming. The People's Diva. Her warm voice and fetching appearance are a 1-2 punch all over the world, as in Lawali's aria, Eben Neandro Lantana. Her wide-ranging repertoire is incredible, as you'll hear when you join me now in the Opera Box. Oh, the firmly independent Wali, confronted by her father's wish that she marry a man of his choosing, would rather go far away. From Catalani's La Wali, with the great René Fleming, Charles McCarris conducted the London Philharmonic. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. Tonight, my playlist highlights René Fleming, one of the most beloved and busiest sopranos of the last 30 years and counting. And a little later on in the program, we're going to have a ticket giveaway for some tickets to the Boulder Band Show and the Boulder Arts Outdoor Concert. More information about that a little bit later and how you can win a pair of tickets to that concert at the Boulder Band Show. Well, René Fleming was born in Indiana, Pennsylvania on Valentine's Day, 1959, to voice teacher parents. Her heart-shaped face, big eyes, genuinely warm personality, and girlish voice have made her a darling of the opera world. The great conductor Georg Solti said that in all his career, he's only heard two sopranos with such abilities, the other being Renata Tebaldi, who I also featured on this program. Well, her staggeringly broad repertoire is an indication of a willingness to stretch and take risks. Successfully exploring crossover genres like jazz, folk, and pop music. Fleming studied at the Eastman School of Music and later at Juilliard. She also spent several summers here at the Aspen Music Festival studying with Jan de Gaetani. Then she received a Fulbright scholarship, which allowed her to study in Europe for 3 years, including more than a year studying with Elizabeth Schwarzkopf and Arlene Auger. She debuted at Salzburg as Constanza in Mozart's Abduction from the Seraglio, but her big break came in 1988 when she won the Metropolitan Opera auditions. And that same year made her U.S. debut at the Houston Opera as the Countess in Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, just one of her many signature roles. Listen to her in the Countess Act II aria, Porgy Amor, where the Countess Rosina laments her husband's wandering eyes. The Countess Rosina lamenting her husband's philandering from Act Two of Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. Just one of the signature roles of René Fleming, and we heard Georg Schulte conduct the London Symphony. This is all part of my program featuring the people's diva, René Fleming. And a little later on in the program, we're going to have a ticket giveaway for a Boulder Arts outdoor concert at the Boulder Bandshell. Stay tuned for that. In all her roles, from Baroque to André Previn, her personality comes through sympathetically. And that's the model for her many signature roles, sympathetic characters, as further exemplified by Rusalka, Dvorak's water spirit, who yearns to be a human girl. Fleming performed the role in 1990 for her Seattle Opera debut, and as a result, she almost single-handedly revitalized Rusalka with recordings, DVDs, and international performances. And so here she is in Rusalka's famous Song to the Moon, confiding to the moon that she loves a human.
Thank you.
the innocent water sprite Rusalka, confiding to the moon, wishing it could tell the human prince that she loves him. From Act One of Dvorak's Rusalka, with Renee Fleming as Rusalka and Charles Mackerras conducted the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, although there's a danger of being too closely associated with any one role, Fleming found herself in international demand with each new role she adopted. So another role for which she was in international demand for years is the Marschallin from Richard Strauss's bittersweet comedy Der Rosenkavalier. The Marschallin is an important aristocratic woman of 18th century Vienna. In Act One, we learn she's been having an affair with a much younger man. She's visited by her boorish cousin, the Baron von Ochs, who boasts about his impending arranged marriage to an innocent, much younger girl. The Marschallin herself was betrothed by arrangement, and in this aria from Act One, the irony of her situation leads her to a moment of introspection, thinking about her own unhappy marriage, knowing she's not getting any younger.
Thank you.
The Marschallin's moment of introspection from Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier with René Fleming. Christoph Eschenbach conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. It's 26 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and I've got a playlist featuring the popular soprano. And when I return, Broader Horizons.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller and Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense, and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
René Fleming has not only avoided being typecast as any one character, she's also not identified with any one genre. Whereas some singers become associated with Italian Verismo or Bel Canto, or as a Wagnerian, Fleming crosses over into all of them, like someone sampling every dish at a banquet. Take, for example, this interesting character study, Susanna, by Carlisle Floyd. She's a simple girl who confronts intolerance in a Tennessee backwoods town. She lives with her brother, and in Act One, she's exhilarated after a town square dance.
Is the boat in?
Yes, for more than an hour.
Hey!
This program is supported by you.
Susanna exhilarated on a pretty night after a square dance. She'll face down religious intolerance of her church in Carlisle Floyd's anti-McCarthyism opera, Susanna, with Renee Fleming and James Levine conducted the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. Well, Fleming also demonstrated her adaptability in 1993 when she appeared as Desdemona in Verdi's Otello and Ellen Orford, the schoolteacher, in Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes. Ellen Orford isn't a high-profile role, but listen to Fleming in Ellen Orford's Act III aria at a very bleak moment. The fisherman Peter Grimes is suspected of killing his boy apprentice and is missing. Ellen, Grimes' lover, finding a piece of the boy's embroidered sweater, fears the worst.
Thank you.
in his boat, not in his heart.
This I found down by the tide mark.
The boys.
My bride at anchor on the chest. And the
Oh,
to do but wait, since the solution is beyond life, beyond dissolution.
Ellen Orford fears there's no hope for Peter Grimes, and the kindly Captain Balstrode feels they must help if they can. With Renee Fleming as Ellen Orford, Jonathan Summers as Captain Balstrode, Garrick Schulte conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. We're going to compare that with Fleming's performance as Desdemona in Verdi's masterpiece Otello. But first, I've got a pair of tickets to the Boulder Arts Outdoors Boulder Bandshell Concert for August 26th. That's August 26th, this Thursday. The show is from 7 to 8:30. It's open to all ages. It's this week's Boulder Arts Outdoor, which is the last of the season, includes performances of chamber percussion with the Boulder Symphony Percussion Trio and the Cuban Dancing with Rueda de la Primera, neoclassical ballet duet from the Boulder Ballet, vocals and contemporary dance with Paul Fowler and the Third Law Dance Theater, blues funk jam band Chris Daniels and the Kings with Freddie Gowdy. It's going to be a great concert. Now, here's how you can get a pair of tickets for this concert for August 26th. If you are the second person to call me here at the studio when the music begins, wait for the music to begin. If you're the second person to call me at 303-442-4242, that's 303-442-4242. If you're the second person to call me when the music begins, you'll get the pair of tickets for the Boulder Arts Outdoors at the Boulder Bandshell, August 26th. We're going to hear Renee Fleming in Desdemona's Act 3 prayer, Ave Maria. Desdemona is aware of Otello's anger. She doesn't understand it, and she fears he may hurt her and prays to heaven. before going to bed, though it will do no good. From Verdi's Otello, with René Fleming as Desdemona, Georg Schulte conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Well, we did have a winner for the tickets to the Boulder Arts Boulder Bandshell concert. Sean Ward was the second caller to call in, and his name will be on the guest list at the Bandshell for the August 26th concert. He is also a KGNU listener member. So, Sean, we say thank you for your support of KGNU, and I'm saying thanks also for listening to the Opera Box. Now, if you were one of the callers who was trying to get the tickets, have no fear. During the next program, A Classic Monday, there'll be another ticket giveaway. So hang on, there'll be more tickets and another possibility for you to get them. Back to René Fleming. In 1996, Fleming was invited to sing at Bayreuth as Eva in Wagner's comedy Die Meistersinger, a role she'd never sung for an exacting audience with high expectations. Well, she accepted the invitation, fearing she'd never be asked to Bayreuth again. Listen to her in this dramatic moment from Act Three. The young Eva is distressed. She faces the prospect of being forced to marry a master singer her father's age. She found paper with a love song written in master singer Hans Sachs' handwriting, and she asks him if he intends to woo her. But Sachs is helping young Walter to write the song. Young Eva asks Hans Sachs about a love song she found written in his handwriting, but it's not by him, and he has no intention of wooing her. From Wagner's Die Meistersinger, with René Fleming as Eva and Robert Hohl as Hans Sachs, Daniel Barenboim conducted the Bayreuth Festival Orchestra. Well, to add to Fleming's versatility, she created the role of Blanche DuBois 1998, the role was written specifically for Fleming by André Previn in his opera, A Streetcar Named Desire. Her Act III aria, I Can Smell the Sea Air, shows off her voice and Previn's American style. I Can Smell the Sea Air. Renée Fleming as Blanche DuBois from André Previn's 1998 opera, A Streetcar Named Desire. In 2017, Fleming announced she was taking a break from opera to strike out in and explore some new directions. This was interpreted as retirement, though Fleming says it is not. She's performed crossover work with Sting, John Prine, Wynton Marsalis, and many others. And in the meantime, she was here in Denver to give a recital and promote her new album, Distant Light, with music of Samuel Barber and arrangements of songs by the pop star Bjork. I'm going to conclude tonight's program on Renée Fleming with her cover of Bjork's song, Virus, orchestrated by Hans Eck in collaboration with Renée Fleming.
Thank you.
Tonight's program was also made possible by the Modus Theater presenting Boundless Truth, Women's Stories of Freedom and Incarceration. Black women leaders who were formerly incarcerated tell autobiographical stories about injustices within the criminal legal system. Sunday, September 19th, at the Dairy Arts Center and on Zoom. More information and tickets at Modus Theater.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, a Classic Monday.
Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. My name's Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Tonight, music by Mieczysław Weinberg, Takashi Yoshimatsu, his saxophone concerto, Ali Alexander Rabari, a string quartet by Wilhelm Stenhammer, Easley Blackwood, his Symphony No. 5, and a piano sonata by Dora Pajasevich. But to begin, Czech composer Vítězslav Novák lived from 1870 to 1949. Stylistically, he wrote neo-romantic and occasionally Czech modernist music. Here's a charming piano piece he wrote when he was 26 entitled At Dusk. It's in four short movements.